The end of the road, but not for this podcast. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Podcast, an update on how this is not the last episode this season. Coming up in just a moment, Brandon Legal Group pays the bills, allows me to do this podcast, do as many episodes as I wish, with the help also of my distributors at JoeBucksFan.com. Brandon Legal Group would just like me, a paid, non-attorney spokesperson, to remind you, if you live in the greater Tampa Bay area and you have need for legal assistance, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576 and click the box for a free consultation. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Write.todd@yahoo.com is my email. If you have any questions about, want a second opinion on any games this weekend, many lack integrity. It's very difficult to find in some or many games the obvious side where reading Patrick Everson's updated column and numbers certainly helps. We are recording this Thursday, roughly 5 o'clock Eastern time, so keep that in consideration. Here's the quick update. I'm going to continue to do this podcast and talk about the playoff games. I'm doing it because A, I want to. B, some play a form of Survivor in the playoffs. C, some Survivor leagues include a playoff element, although many Survivor leagues end. And as I have stressed these 2 years doing the podcast, this isn't just for Survivor players. This is for people who like finding winners, playing in office pools or amongst friends or just looking for winners against the spread, straight up, totals. I enjoy doing it, so I will continue to do this podcast. So we'll have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 more podcasts. I have enjoyed doing this, and we'll do it through the Super Bowl. So we'll make this one short, since there isn't a lot to talk about, because it's not a real hot week to play. Now, if you were in a Survivor League and you made it all the way to this point, I commend you. Only 18 out of 8 figures made it this far in the famous Circa pool in Las Vegas. Only 3 in the pool I play out of the Southeast United States made it all the way to week 18. Saturday games. Ravens are up to a 20-point favorite at the time of our podcast against the Browns. The money line is a ridiculous -2,800. Late game's interesting. Steelers at home, 2-point choice at home against the Bengals. Bengals have obvious motivation, also why this game is being played on Saturday. Bengals need help to get into the postseason. The Bengals need the Broncos to lose, the Dolphins to lose, and then the Bengals would need to win. What does it mean for the Steelers? Well, they are locked in to being a playoff team. If the Ravens win before they take the field, the Steelers cannot win the division. That said, we don't know what the Steelers' seeding is. They're 10-6. The Chargers are 10-6. So just right there, that can flip. There may be more to it than that. The Steelers do own the head-to-head tiebreaker with the Chargers. So if Ravens win, and they're the biggest favorite we've seen in the NFL this year, at 20, and it could go higher. Amazing. If the Steelers win, then they're locked into the 5, which means they can book their flight to Houston because Houston's locked into the 4. But apparently the Bengals' motivation to just win and wait is strong because VegasInsider.com shows them as a -2 favorite at the time of our broadcast, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. It's interesting. So, you would think the Steelers would be motivated, even if the Ravens lose, to win and go to Houston in the first round, rather than to lose and potentially, if the Chargers win on Sunday over the Raiders, where they are a modest 4.5-point choice, the Steelers would drop down to at least the 6. They could play Baltimore. I'm not sure if the Steelers could drop down to 7 below Denver, but it seems like a game against Houston and just going into the postseason with a win would serve Pittsburgh well. So this might be one of those where, as Lee Corso would say, somebody knows something. But I think the Steelers have something to play for here. And some would say, well, maybe the Bengals have just been showing enough to be a 2-point favorite at Pittsburgh, even though Pittsburgh has motivation. I don't know. Let's move to Sunday. Buccaneers, 2-touchdown favorite over the Saints. Pretty simple for the Buccaneers. If they win this game, 2 weeks ago, when Dallas knocked the snot out of them physically and on the scoreboard, the Bucs almost lost their season right there. They get it back a week later, thanks to a big-time offensive performance against Carolina and the Falcons losing in overtime to Washington. Buccaneers could even be the 3 seed, not the 4, with a win coupled with a Rams loss. So plenty of motivation for the Bucs. Saints don't have a lot of players on the offensive side of the ball. You may have the Bucs to play in Survivor. I would imagine the 14 here could be covered as easy as the Bucs covered the number against the Chuba Hubbard list. That's when that game was over. I thought Carolina might be live in that game, but not without Hubbard. So Buccaneers, -900 on the money line. To get any value, you got to lay the double digits, and this number could go higher. Patriots and Bills. The Bills are locked into the 2, correct? Yes. So nothing here for Bills, although they are favored by 2.5 at the Patriots, who may or may not play Drake May. What's the point? Josh Jacobs just said earlier Thursday, being realistic, he doesn't see himself getting many carries. That's the biggest part of the Packer offense. So Packers laying 10 against Bears seems like a lot. And now that game may lack more integrity, even though the Packers have clinched a playoff berth, but we're not sure if they're going to be the 6 or the 7. Washington has the NFC record tiebreaker over Green Bay. Perhaps the Green Bay organization is comfortable being the 7 and going to Philly, or potentially being the 6 and going to Tampa Bay or Los Angeles to play the Rams. Colts Jaguars has no meaning at all, so we'll pass over that. Falcons Panthers is interesting, being played at the same time as the Buccaneer game. Falcons are an 8-point choice, -440 money line, and really of the teams alive. And you could say, well, the Falcons could look at the scoreboard first quarter, second quarter, see the Bucs up 21 and be like, well, that's it. We're done. I think with Michael Penix as quarterback, that changes this a little bit, because this team looks different with him at quarterback. And they may want to finish the job for the season with him and just carry this over into next year, even if the Bucs are winning. I think a significant amount of the Circa entries have Atlanta available. I would expect to see some Atlanta play from the 18 alive in Circa for that reason, that the Falcons take the field with a chance to win and get in. And even if the scoreboard lights up for the Bucs, I think the Falcons are still going to want to win this game with Michael Penix and carry the momentum into the offseason. Cowboys Commanders. Commanders clinched the sixth seed with a win over the Cowboys. Game in Arlington. Not sure just how much we're going to get from Dallas in terms of what they do. I'd be stunned if we don't see some Trey Lance in this game, and that favors the Commanders as well. Titans, Texans, no thanks. I'm not going to analyze the games that were the where a draft pick is the best thing at stake. Eagles laying 3 against the Giants. Eagles are clinched the 2 seed, so we know no Saquon Barkley there. Jets, Dolphins. Dolphins still with something to play for, but just a modest 1-point choice at the Jets. I guess that's relative to the status of the Dolphins' quarterback. And if we're going to see Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. I hate Week 18. Broncos, 10.5-point choice over the two-time defending champions who are 15-1. It's a Carson Wentz game. Carson may be playing for a starting job next year in this game. The Broncos win it. They are in the playoffs. Broncos lose it, and either the Dolphins or the Bengals will likely be in the playoffs. I'll leave it at that. Yeah. Nothing more to say there. But I do think Carson Wentz is playing for something here. And I'm not sure Denver is built to run this team out of the building. I don't think that's how Andy Reid wants to go into the bye. Raiders at home, getting 4.5 against the Chargers. Doesn't seem like a lot, considering the Chargers have clinched a playoff berth, but yeah, they are going to know whether they can get to the 5. Or not. I mean, we don't know their seed. Chargers laying 4.5 at the Raiders. I can see the Raiders playing hard in this game. Putting up a fight. Don't have a real strong opinion on it. Rams plus 6.5 at home against Seattle. The Rams are in. They are the division champ. Not locked in the seed yet. And going to rest some key people, which is why Seattle is favored in this game. And Geno Smith is playing for a lot of money in terms of individual incentives in his contract in this game, if ownership allows him to play. That's sort of an odd angle here. Cardinals, 49ers, no thanks. And then Lions, Vikings, big one. For the number one seed, the first round bye, and then with one more win, right? Home field advantage in the conference championship game. Lions laying 2.5 against Minnesota, minus 148 money line. I like the Lions in this game. I'll just end this podcast with an exclamation point. I like Detroit in this game. I don't like Detroit to go to the Super Bowl. I understand all their issues on defense. They're down 6 starters from opening day. Respect. Remember, I'm the one who told you before the season began the Vikings could be a playoff team, and Sam Darnold was going to do in 2024 what Baker Mayfield did in 2023. And I like the Lions here, which would send the Vikings to the 5 seed and then have them going to either Tampa Bay or the Rams in the first round. And then the Lions would be at home for a potential path to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I like the Lions here. Money line, laying 2.5. It's not going to get to 4.5, but I'd even go to 4 here with Detroit. I would. It just feels like the Vikings, it just feels like this is a spot where the Lions are going to play well, and the Vikings may not play as well as they've been playing. That's my feeling on it. What do you think? Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, which will continue into the postseason, is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Happy New Year, and thanks for continuing to listen.